Today is Monday, June 14th, 2010. This is Robert Lee Camp. How are you? I've often said that this song here reminds me of the mind of a three of clubs. But that might also apply to all threes, because the three is the number of creativity of the mind. And when the mind gets too far, it becomes sort of chaotic. It becomes sort of out of place. And this is how people who are threes are. And I'm speaking of threes because today is a three of diamonds day. Anyone born today is a three of diamonds with an ace of spades ruling card. This is like an astrological sun sign, but more specific, way more specific, especially when you consider the two cards involved in the birthday and not just the one. For all of you out there who are studying this system, if you're not looking at the ruling card, you are missing half of the story. No doubt about it, you're missing half of the story. And it could be the most important half of the story that you're missing. So always look at the ruling card. So today is not just the three of diamonds, it's also an ace of spades, which adds another wrinkle, another layer of personality, characteristics, meanings, and so forth to this today's birthday. Probably the most outstanding example of today's birthday that I can think of is Donald Trump, who was born today. Can you believe it? He's 64 years old. Now he can sing the song, "When I'm 64." Well, actually, I guess he can't sing it because now he is. But anybody born today is creative, but Donald Trump stands out as being creative with money. And that's what he's known for. He actually really loves the whole deal-making aspect of money more than most people ever would. He has a genuine love for it, which is reflected in his success. But anybody born today is going to be very creative. One of my favorite rock singers, Rod Argent, who was with the group Argent, you may not remember that group. They sang a song called "Hold Your Head Up." It's really an awesome song. I can't believe it. He's 67 years old today. That kind of blows my mind. Actor Will Patton, Boy George was born today. Steffi Graf, tennis player. Trailer Howard, screenwriter Diablo Cody, actor Daryl Sabara, and Spooner Oldham of the Drive-By Truckers, who's 67 years old today. Very interesting. Creative, and the Ace of Spades as another brings a little bit more ambition to the situation. The Ace of Spades would drive people born this day to be more successful than the average Three of Diamonds. I mean, all Three of Diamonds want to be successful because of money, to make more money, to feel more secure. But the Ace of Spades just gives a strong drive to work. Anybody who's an Ace of Spades will be very driven. So that's a little introduction to this system and how we look at every day of the year. And your birthday tells us a lot about you. I had a couple come to my house a couple days ago. We're going to be leaving this house and moving to North Carolina soon. And so they were thinking of living here. And I asked them their birthdays. And, you know, I kind of amazed myself how much I know about people, how much I can say about them, I should say, just knowing their birthday. It's amazing. And people are often, and usually, not always, but usually they're kind of stunned by the intimate kind of information that you can know about them. Not just the general stuff, not just the stuff that might apply to lots of other people, but the stuff that's very specific and somewhat intimate in nature or secret in nature. You can get that from this system. For me personally, I just can't imagine not having this, because whenever I meet anybody, I'm just so curious to know who they are, what I might expect from them, how they might connect with me, what we might each be good for each other for, and lots of traits like that. It's been very extremely really helpful for people. So even if you only use this system to look at people in your life, you would have such an amazing tool. And my readers have written me, you know, thousands of emails saying how just amazed and how grateful they are to have this at their disposal. But the system goes well beyond that, actually, though I think relationships is probably the biggest benefit you can get from it. You can also look at your present, your past, and your future with this system, and you can actually use it to make decisions about what to do with your life. You can look in the past to confirm its validity. I tell people, never believe in this system or any other system out that may be out there. Test it for yourself. But make sure it's a system that can go back in the past. There's a famous, there's a guy named Gordon Michael Scallion who makes predictions. He's made a zillion predictions. I would say his rate of success is about 20% of them actually happen. Well, in this system, you can go back and look, and it'll be 100% for you, not 20%. It'll be 100% looking in your past, which will give you a little bit more of a sense of certainty about it when you're talking about your present and your future. Now, personally, I never look more than a year or two ahead because circumstances have to develop. Because the cards are all taken in context of you and the life situation that you've attracted to yourself. There could be two people of the exact same birthday and have exactly the same cards at the same time of their life. But they could be very different in the way they express because each person went into that time period with different circumstances which were caused by choices that were made in their past. So everything about interpreting the cards is taken in context of who you're reading for and what their situation is in a little bit. So even when I do readings on the show here, which I'm going to do in about 15 minutes, I'm going to do readings for anybody who calls in. When I do that, I usually ask a question or two. I need to have a little bit of context. Sometimes just the person's voice gives me a lot of context. Just hearing them talk, I get a sense for how conscious they are, their sort of energy level. And these help me to interpret the cards that I see for them much more effectively. I'm sure that many of you who are listening, because I have a lot of listeners who are doing readings just like me, and you know this to be true for yourself. We had a really nice little activity this weekend because I put an announcement out about getting the newsletter. What I failed to mention, and this was my mistake, was that if you've already received our newsletter, the two free issues, it's not free anymore for you. And I apologize for the omission of that. Most of you anyone who's bought something from us has received two free issues. You may not remember it, and there is a slight chance that we might have forgotten to send one of them, of the two. And we're okay with that, and we'll send you one to replace it. But generally, if you've purchased something from us, you've gotten two free issues in the past, and you don't qualify for two anymore. I have a newsletter that I publish every 2 months. The next one will be out on the 1st of July. The last one was May 1st. And it's only $9 a year. It's going to go up soon to $12. So if you're thinking about subscribing, now would be a good time. So it was nice, though, to hear from people and to just get the emails and have that contact made. It's kind of like knowing who's actually paying attention. I think we got about 40 or 50 responses to that, which I thought was really nice. I did mention that we're moving. We're going to be moving back to the town of Asheville, North Carolina, sometime in July, probably the first week or the second week of July. You know, moving's not a really fun thing. There's a lot to it, but it's a good move. It's happening for a good reason, and it's already going well. I'm already seeing the signs of things unfolding in a very smooth manner. You know, whenever I embark on something new, I look for signs, and maybe you do this as well, I look for signs of things, of doors opening easily to support that, whatever it is. Because I don't claim to know everything, and I want to make sure that I'm in alignment. If things start to be really friction, full of friction and roadblocks, I begin to wonder whether I made the right choice, if that happens. It doesn't happen very often. Usually the red carpet gets rolled out and the door is open. That's how you know that the choice was a good one. Of course, sometimes you have to do things regardless of how easy it is or how difficult it is. You've already made a choice. You have to do it, so you do it. Nothing wrong with that. Those kind of choices come up in life, too. We are going to have one more sale before we leave. It's probably going to be next week, and we will be offering, probably for the last time, a sale on our software package, because we're going to have online versions. The online version of Book of Destiny is almost ready, and Love Cards will be following shortly after that. Most of you know that we now have all of our courses on e7thunders.com. You need to have a fairly reasonable internet connection for that. If you're in a foreign country and you have a dial-up, or even in the United States, if you have dial-up, you're not going to be able to watch those videos because your transfer speed is too low. You need about 800 kilobytes per second, which is that's very low for any typical internet connection. But some people have dial-up still, amazingly. I know some people that do. And, you know, you're not going to be able to watch those videos on those courses. But I hope those of you who are taking the courses are enjoying this new format. I think it offers a lot more. I think it offers a lot more value. I think it's a really great way of learning the material. And all the things are right there. You download them instantly. There's no shipping charges. There's no complications, no compatibility issues. I just love all those benefits, and I hope you're enjoying that too. So every week we have a topic that I discuss, and this week we're going to do a card topic. Sometimes I do talks about spiritual subjects of different kinds, consciousness and things, and reflections on life. I decided tonight that I would talk about the cards, and I don't think I've talked about the eights before, the people who are eights, so I thought I would discuss the eights a little bit. And I'm sure some of you listening tonight are probably eights wondering what the heck I'm going to say. It's interesting how astrology and numerology and the cards connect with each other, because the number eight is in the cards is connected with power. It's also power in numerology, power and success. And the eighth house in astrology is associated with power as well, because that is the house that's ruled by the sign of Scorpio. And Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio is all about power. So it's very interesting, and Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, by the way, which is kind of the eighth planet. It's like the eighth card in our life spread, and this number eight just goes through and just carries through over and over again. Basically, the eight means the power, it means having the ability to focus one's energy. Eights don't have more energy than other people. They don't have more. They just have the ability to bring all their energy into one forceful direction. And now that can be heart energy, which is the eight of hearts, or club, or mental energy, as in the clubs, value energy, as in the diamond, eight of diamonds, and work and will power, as with the eight of spades. The thing about being an eight is, and this may be true for Scorpio too, anybody who's a Scorpio to some extent. And just imagine if you're a Scorpio and you're an eight too. Whoa, that could be a lot of power and a lot of that energy. The thing about eights is there is a desire for control. There is a desire to keep things the way they want it. And they know, every eight knows, they learn early on in life, or they're born with this. I tend to think they're born with the understanding that they have this somehow. I think they somehow come from a past life, and they know when they're born even. Because I've seen very young children, only 1 or 2 years old, just totally dominating people around them. And how could they have learned that early age? They must have already known. But the eight, anybody who has this kind of power, and even if you're not an eight, you'll have this power at some points in your life. You'll have an eight in your card spread. You'll have an eight of hearts long range, or an eight of hearts in Venus, or an eight of clubs long range, something along these lines. And you will get to experience what it's like to have this power. And anybody who has this power is going to be tempted. You want to use it. You want to use the power. I mean, whatever power we all have, if you're a three, you have the power of creativity. If you're a five, you have the power of, you know, getting along with lots of different kinds of people and wanting to adventure. There's power in every card. But the eight is the number of power, and the suit is how it's expressed. And they want to express it because it gives them a feeling of aliveness to express that power. The eight of hearts will express it with people. On a negative end, they will be abusive, domineering, and controlling. They will play keep away with their love, and they'll throw tantrums. I've seen some really fierce tantrums with eight of hearts people. Unbelievable. On the positive side, they can be healers. They can love people. They can be counselors that can really make a difference in people's life. I had a counselor once who was an eight of hearts, and she was just amazing, because she could really bring to bear all that emotional power onto you, and she could help heal the inner child within you with her power. Eight of clubs on the negative side will be very fixed. It's a fixed card, and that fixed nature can mean that they just will not let go of an idea, regardless if it's completely inappropriate anymore. They can have an idea in their head that's really gone, it's passed, but they can't change or can't let it go. There's a lot of funny stories about Eight of Clubs people who, it's like an exaggerated version of, trying to be right when they're actually wrong. That's one example anyway. But the positive side of the Eight of Clubs is the power they have to focus their mind in and make something happen. They can get a lot of work done. They can research. They can go into something, a subject matter. They can write. They can do anything mentally that would other people would. They can accomplish things that other people would not have the energy to do mentally. And then you have the Eight of Diamonds on the positive side, the Sun card, the shining example. And they can be very responsible with money, by the way. Parents always choose the Eight of Diamonds child. If there's an Eight of Diamonds in the family, the parents will instinctively choose that child to manage the estate. Somehow they know that's the child that will be fair. Out of all the kids, the Eight of Diamonds will always get that. The parent, they don't know the cards, but they know this child can be trusted with the money. You can trust them. On the negative side, they will fight with you. If you're in a relationship with them, they will fight with you about money. By the way, all the eights will fight with you about money. As a matter of fact, that's one of their areas where the control, all the eights will use money as a control. Why? Because Scorpio, the planet Scorpio, is a money sign. It's the sign of other people's money, of the partnership money, the money made in partnership. So any eight will have squabbles about money with their other people in their life. But the Eight of Diamonds, it stands out more because they're a diamond themselves. The Eight of Spades is very powerful work-wise. Generally not so good with people. They don't have the patience for people, usually. They're not softies. They're not, loving, gentle. They're strong, strong-willed, and hard workers. And they expect that from others, people around them. They can be extremely domineering. It's interesting that three of the eights have sevens as a karma card. It's very interesting when you think about that, because the seven means letting go of control, and the eight means having control. So the Eight of Diamonds, the Eight of Hearts, and two of the sevens do. Two of the eights have the sevens. The Eight of Clubs, the Eight of Spades has, it has the King of Clubs, and it has the Six of Clubs as karma cards. Sorry. But it is interesting that the sevens are often associated with the eights. There's the power and the letting go of power. Eight of Spades can be very domineering, and they can be very bullyish. They're one of the eights that can really bully people because of their first karma card, the King of Clubs. I'm always careful around Eight of Spades because I happen to be their Mars card. And even though I'm not trying to do anything that would irritate them, they get irritated at me just because I'm their Mars card. So I just keep a low profile or an awareness of them when they're in my sphere. So the eights are about power and about money and about control. They can accomplish great things in their life, and many of them are destined to have a change of life, a change where they have to let go of power, a change where they'll have to elevate themselves to the next stage, which would be the nine. The nine is universal. The nine lets go of everything. It doesn't need to have anything be its way because it aligns itself with everything. So all eights, in a sense, are evolving towards the nine, and some will reach that in the course of their lifetime, and some will not. But it'll all reach it eventually. It's just a matter of their own personal karma. Okay, that's our little talk about the eights tonight. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to take a short break. We have callers, and lines are still open as far as I know. We're going to listen to a song that I haven't played in a while. It's just a small instrumental. It's called Peace Filled Day. We'll be right back after the song. And that is Peace-Filled Day, a song that I recorded about a year ago. Hope that. Okay, we have callers on the line. Our first caller tonight is Maria from New York. And she's an Ace of Diamonds, born September 10th, 1956. Are you there, Maria?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on your mind this evening, Maria?
Yes. My question is there anyone new going to enter my life anytime soon?
Well, let me just first say that your phone is really crappy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
I know, you're right.
What'd you do? No, it's good now. What'd you do? Have your hand over it?
I don't know. I moved it. I'm kind of nervous, so I did something.
Okay.
But I'm not going to move anymore, so you can hear me.
Okay, now it's a little fuzzy again. I don't know what changed. But what was your question? And just talk a little bit slower, if you don't mind.
Okay. I just want to know, is anyone new going to enter my life anytime soon?
Oh, okay. You're looking for a new relationship. Is that what I get for you? Okay. How long have you been seeking this?
Well, about 3 or 4 years, I would say.
And how many boyfriends do you have right now, currently?
None.
Really? There's nobody at all?
No.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe because I've never known an Ace of Diamonds to say goodbye to anybody.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so I'm looking in your cards, and there's really not a lot going on relationship-wise right now, you know. The thing about being an Ace of Diamonds is that you can never... A relationship can never be more important to you than your work. You understand?
Yes.
You can have relationships, but it has to be one that supports what you're doing in your life. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, there's one card that I find that is the one that Ace of Diamonds are most compatible with, Ace of Diamonds women, and it's the King of Clubs. Have you known any King of Clubs men?
No.
Well, it's one of the most common cards found because there's a birthday for the King of Clubs every single month of the year. So I would suggest you start looking for King of Clubs. Okay? They're probably all around you, but you just never noticed. Okay? Because they're everywhere. Really,
right.
There's tons of them. And, you know, I don't see anything. Let me just put it this way. This year for you is almost over, you know, because it ends on your birthday in September, and you're already in the Uranus period, the sixth of the seven periods. And I see that you want a relationship, but I don't know if you're really willing to do what it takes to have one. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to do something different. Number one, you have to be more social.
Right. I am lazy. You're right.
Yeah, you have to be more social. Like, you have to get out there and make yourself available and be around people. And then you have to kind of, like, tune in to what it's like to have a male lover again in your life, you know?
Right.
And just, you have to put some focus on it. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So, you know, if you can pull this all together, there's a King of Clubs in your future, in November, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it'll be okay if you do some practices with different cards before then.
Uh-huh. Okay. So November looks real promising, huh? If I do the right thing.
Yeah, but there should also be some other guy or two before then to kind of, you know, get you back into what it's like to be with men, okay? But then I see the potential for something, the potential for something very good in November.
Uh-huh. Okay. That
All right.
Good.
So thank you for being my guest, Maria. I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call again.
You're
and
great.
Nice
have a great
thank
night.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Our next caller is Denny from Minneapolis. Her birthday is June 22nd, 1938. Are you there, Denny?
I am. It's Deanie.
Deanie. Hi, Deanie.
Hi.
How are
Thanks.
You?
Thanks. So, Robert, what I want to know is where the king of clubs, I mean, the king of spades, which is January 1st, I mean, that would be just such a spectacular day, and you'd remember somebody that had that birthday. He has never shown up, and he's one of my karma cards.
Well, see, your karma cards are different than other people's. First of all, the King of Spades is the most rare card in the deck. You know what I mean? So just finding one of those, just finding one could be very difficult. Okay? And the karmic, people do show up, you know, like you've probably met other of the semi-fixed cards, right? You've probably met Ace of Clubs, Two of Hearts, Seven of Diamonds, Jack of Hearts people, right?
Right. My daughter's a Two of Hearts, and I have the Jack of Hearts.
Yeah.
In my life.
But they're more common. You know, well, Two of Hearts is not very common. That's also very rare.
Right.
But that's actually this just as rare as the King of Spades. But, I mean, you're not missing out on anything by not having a King of Spades in your life. And you'll meet one eventually if you really want to. You'll just meet them. You won't necessarily have a relationship with them. Look around. When you start asking people's birthday, you'll run into one.
Really?
Do you have any questions about the year coming up?
I do.
Well, you're only going to get one, so let's get to it.
You tell me something. I won't even ask. Tell me.
Well, are you single?
Very.
Okay. Are you open to having a relationship?
I mean, I make beautiful, I string beautiful jewelry. I've been in Vogue, and I do beautiful museum kind of things. And at one time, I had people market me throughout the country, and now nobody has my stuff except me. And I you know, I want to market my things again.
Okay, so you didn't answer my question. Did you realize that I asked you something?
I'm sorry.
Did you hear my question that I asked you?
What was my question?
No, I asked you a question. Did you hear what I asked you?
What did you ask me?
I asked you, are you looking or open to having a relationship?
Yes.
The answer is yes? Okay. Because
yes.
I asked you, you know, then you changed the subject to something about your business. So there's a King of Hearts in Venus this year. You know, that's a very strong indicator of somebody showing up for you. Okay. Now, business-wise, do you want to have your business expand this year?
Expand? Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got really good cards. This is going to be a really, really good year for you. Okay. And if you put some energy into it, you could be very, very successful this year. You have all the cards that you need to have a very successful year. You have a King of Diamonds in Jupiter. You have a Ten of Diamonds result. Everything, even the Saturn card, is not difficult. It's a Four of Clubs. So this could be a year when many of the things you've really wanted all come to pass.
That just sounds so delicious.
Good. I'm glad that you're happy about that.
Is there money?
Yeah, well, that's what those diamond cards are that I just
money.
Talked about. Yeah, if you put forth the effort to get the business out there, yes. Yeah, it doesn't, nothing, you know, the cards don't happen without cooperation on our part. You know, we have to do our part. And this year, your part is to get the word out about what you're doing, to reach a broader market.
Robert, I never did anything. I mean, things fell on my lap. It's like, really, things just fell on my lap.
I understand that, but that may have changed. That may be different now. You should be open to that it might be different. You're a different person than you were back then, see? So it might be that you have to actually take some action this time. I would. And now that you know, you kind of have to. Okay? You have to take action now that you know what the cards say. you now have a responsibility to follow through. If you want to have that Ten of Diamonds result, you're going to have to do that Ten of Clubs Pluto and get the word out about what you do.
Okay.
Did you get it, Deanie?
I got what I got.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for being my guest. It's great having you on the show.
Thank you for taking my call, muchas gracias.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks so much for doing this. I love it.
Oh, thanks, Deanie. Okay, we're going to take another break. Listen to a short song called Flying. I hope you enjoy. Be right back. Was Flying. I hope you enjoyed that. By the way, all the music on the show, all the intro music that we use, not the songs, but the intros, are available to listen to for free on e7thunders.com. Actually, I think they might also be on 7thunders.com. You can look. I can't remember at this moment. But if you like the music, you can listen to them. And the songs, all the songs that I play, including all the songs from my CD Bhakti Rock, are available there. You can audition them, and you can download them after purchase. We also have, we took 2 years of the radio shows, and we hired somebody to extract the topic from each show and into a recording, take it out separately, and they're available on my website, and they're very inexpensive. They're like $2 to $3 per topic, and some of them are quite good. I hope you enjoy them. Okay, our next call tonight is calling from Florida. She's up late, and her name is Jennifer. Her birthday is August 26, 1983. Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for staying up.
Hello.
Hello?
No problem. So, I called you a couple months ago, and it was really crazy because I had met a Six of Diamonds, and the Six of Diamonds actually turned out to be someone I really, really liked, but nothing happened between them. They're long gone out of the picture now.
Oh,
and
okay.
The funny thing is another King of Diamonds came into my life, but it was somebody I've known for like 3 years, but a friend just came up to me one day and said, hey, I need to hook you up with somebody, because they knew I was kind of upset with this other King of Diamonds. And they talked about the person. I ended up saying, oh, I know them. And next thing you know, we hung out. We went our first date to Disney World, and I'm engaged.
Wow.
And then you told me you saw marriage last time in my cards, or marriage or divorce in October.
Yeah.
And you did ask me call back for a wedding date if I need one. So that's what I'm kind of calling for right now.
Okay, well, that's something I do by email. I can't sit here and do it instantly. It takes a little bit of time, but I'd be happy
to
do
it.
So send me an email with the parameters. Like, I need to know what date range you're working with, okay? But as a general thing, you should know, I'll just give you a list of birthdays of the best, the days that are best to get married on in general are Six of Clubs days, King of Clubs days, Two of Spades days, and Eight of Clubs days. Okay? As a general thing.
Oh, really?
So if you can find one of those cards that falls in good periods for you and your fiancé, like try to have your wedding when you're both in a good period, like a Venus or a Jupiter period, are best. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, these are some general rules that anybody listening tonight can use. But those cards I listed have the best marriage karma. Naturally.
Really?
They naturally have good marriage karma. So if you marry on one of those days, your marriage karma your marriage has a better chance of surviving in the long term.
Interesting. I didn't think that they would all be clubs. I kept looking all under Queen of Hearts days and Four of Hearts
days.
Well,
actually, to be honest, Queen of Hearts is also a good day. I should have mentioned it. It is a good day.
Yeah.
Four of Hearts actually it's good, but it's not great. It's interesting, you know. It is the marriage card. Like, if you have a Four of Hearts in your spread, it can mean you get married. But it's not necessarily the best card to get married on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the day he proposed on actually was a Four of Hearts day, had a Four of Hearts in it.
Oh yeah, well that's auspicious. That's a good
thing.
Yeah,
And
so,
really,
what is his birthday?
He's May 6th.
Oh, okay, great.
He told me last time. Yeah.
I know that birthday well. That's my 13-year-old son. He's May 6th. And George Clooney's that birthday as well.
So, and it's really crazy because right now he's actually 3,000 miles away from me, and I'm supposed to be moving with him or to him pretty soon, but he's all the way actually probably where you're at right now.
Oh,
and,
in California.
I don't know. Is there anything that you could actually see with move within my cards at all soon, or kind of tell me what you see maybe in the next 7 months or so?
I mean, the most important thing is that you have this really good card for marriage. That's the most important thing. move. It's favored after your birthday. It's favored. It's your environment card. So it's good. Any move will be good if you wait till after your birthday. Are you going to move before then?
No. If anything, it would actually be in about 7-6 months or closer. But no, it would be after my birthday for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of,
any time next year would be favored for that. So it's all good.
Okay, good.
All right, well, good luck, really and let us know, you know, how things go. Those King of Diamonds, though, they're really stubborn, you know.
What's that?
They're really stubborn.
I'll deal with it. I could be kind of stubborn, too, I guess.
Well, you are a King of Diamonds, too, so you know that card pretty well. So I think it could be a good match for you two together.
Yeah. Okay, well, do I just email you then?
Give me a range of dates that you're looking at. And I'll pray the best day.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye, Jennifer. Okay, our next caller is, Andrea. Andrea from Seattle. June the 1st, 1958. Are you there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to know, for this year, what I should be focusing on to make it a success.
And are you looking for more success in your work, or what?
Well, I'd like to get a different job and make a better income or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but nothing's happening right now.
Well, okay. It looks, when you look at the card, the year cards, it's the Pluto card often that reveals what needs to be integrated to make things happen. And your Pluto card is the Eight of Hearts, which means your success is going to come by reaching out to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a little clue for you to think about, right? Mm-hmm. Am I reaching the right people with what I want to do? Have I connected with the right people? You know, like, the right person could turn you on to the perfect job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the right person could hire you if they have a business.
Right.
So, in your particular case this year, that's what it's pointing to. It's pointing to the need to connect with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make an effort to focus your attention on the people around you in order for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's the clue. I mean, the result card is the Ace of Spades, is the Eight of Spades with an Ace of Spades under it. So you're going to be successful. Okay? You're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a whole new job. But it may take you all year to have this happen. You know, it doesn't look like it's going to happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it's going to happen because you need to do a lot of changing in yourself for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there are good signs, like your Jupiter card is an ace, which means a new beginning. So there's very good signs for you, if you're willing to do. Another thing I should mention to you before we go, Andrea, is this is the most important year of your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
This is the critical year. Have you read anything of my books at all?
A little, yeah.
Okay, well, if you read in the chapter about the auspicious events and auspicious years of life, this year is one of the most important there is for everybody, age 52. Okay?
Right.
And it's like you're going to decide this year. You're going to decide one way or the other this year whether, number one, whether your life is really worth living anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, what is the quality of your life going to be? You know? You're going to decide that, whether it's conscious or unconscious. That's the choice you're going to make this year. How good can you allow your life to be? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I know.
Do you resonate with that, like in part of what you've been thinking about or anything?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
So this is basically your last chance, in a way, to have a better life than you've ever had before. So what you want to do this year is, you want to go for everything, not just the small stuff. You want to go big. You want to play big.
Right.
Okay. You know, you want to go for something extraordinary, not just something that's going to get you through the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. This Two of Hearts long range, what is that?
What do you think it is?
Getting married?
Huh?
Getting married?
No.
No?
How many boyfriends do you have currently?
None.
None? It means you're going to have one.
Well, I've got a couple weirdos following me around. I don't want them.
Are you having sex with any of them?
You know, but...
Are you having sex with any of them?
No.
Okay, then you're going to find somebody that you will want to have sex with.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, somebody you'd like to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Not the weirdo type.
Okay.
And, you know, you can make everything happen this year. You got to realize that this is the year to make it all happen. Seems like I'm telling everybody the same thing this tonight. I don't know why. But this is really, for you, this is a critical year. It's time to go out there and do it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed at how easy it is once you get started with it. You will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andrea, okay. Thanks for being my guest tonight. I appreciate having you on the show.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, next up we have, let's see here if I don't miss anybody, because sometimes I do, Brittany from California. She's June 24th, 1984. Are you there, Brittany?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you have a birthday coming up soon?
Yes.
What part of California are you living in?
I'm in Riverside.
Oh, okay. Great. Southern California.
Yes.
So what is on your mind this evening that would have you call up?
Well, this last year I've had a really, really transformative year. So many shifts. And I would love to know what I have in store for me in regards to business and love.
Business and love, okay. So is the cup empty or full, the love cup?
The love cup is well... That's a hard question to answer. I don't have anybody, if that's what you're asking.
Especially for a playgirl like you.
That's funny. Yeah, I used to be, for sure.
Uh-huh. Well, you're the Eight of Hearts ruling card.
Not so much anymore. Yeah.
Well,
I've learned a lot of lessons through life.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's how life, it's kind of nice of life to teach us some things every once in a while. So
yeah,
are you
cool.
with some, if you're with somebody now, then that kind of changes the way I would look at the cards, you see. So are you with somebody now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So that in that case, you have in Venus this year a Three of Hearts. And you also have a King of Hearts in Mercury, which is right after your birthday. So there's going to be a lot of love activity right after your birthday.
That
and by the time your
good.
Venus period comes around, you're going to have a couple of guys to choose from.
Wow.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened in a while. Actually, it has. For the last year, I've been pretty much just focused on myself.
Yeah. But, you know, this is what's cool about having a birthday. You have a chance to change things if you want to. Okay.
And I do.
Yeah. You have a chance to, like, have things be different because it's all different. And your birthday's coming up in just a couple of weeks, right? So,
right. Mm-hmm.
One thing I would suggest is throw yourself a big birthday party.
Really?
Yeah. Invite all your friends. Say, hey, I'm having a party. Be there and show up with a present.
Okay.
People really love to
like
give.
Fun.
They just need to be reminded sometimes, you know. People love a reason to give and help and be nice to other people, but... Because if you do that, there's likely to be somebody right there that you like.
I see. Well, that's kind of cool. And,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to start a business, and I'm writing a book, and I want to know if that's going to play out well this year, this coming year.
Well, your long-range card is a Ten of Clubs. That's the best card you can have for getting published.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So you have to think beyond writing to getting published. You know, you can get published before the book's even written. Did you know that?
Yeah, actually, somebody already told me they would publish my book.
Well, there you have it. So get it in writing and get an upfront royalty advance. Because people will say things, and the royalty advance will sift out those who are just talking and those who are real. See.
Mhm. So this is a good year, a different year than I've had.
And you know, I see you. I see you really making. This is like it's a leap of faith for you to go in this new direction.
Yeah, it is.
And you don't really know if it's really going to work out.
Right.
But that's part of the challenge, and you like challenge, and it looks successful to me. It looks very successful.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I see nothing wasted on doing this.
That's good.
Okay. So
well,
it's great to have you as my guest. Thank you for calling in. And
thank you for having me.
Yeah, and let us know how many guys show up by your Venus period.
I will. I'll definitely let you know. I'm so excited.
You're going to need to have a calendar, you know, when you meet them. Are you available on Thursday? No, I'm sorry. That's already taken.
Well, I definitely will let you know.
Okay, great. That'll be good to hear from
Very
you. Take care.
Exciting.
Right?
Thank you.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is Tim from Colorado. We've spoken before. He's a Bill Gates birthday, October 28th, 1948.
Yeah,
how's it going,
Tim? So you're moving east, Robert?
Indeed we are.
Well, I'm moving to California, so just kind of going in opposite directions here.
You know, I've come to really
question,
love California,
oh,
and I really wouldn't mind living here now. I used to think I would never want to live here, but I now I like it. I'm kind of a nature kind of person, and there's a lot of nature here. It's just a great place for wildlife and plants and so forth.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
So,
I have good friends down the Central Coast, and it's a great place.
Oh, good.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, your long-range card this year is the Five of Hearts, so this is overdue.
Yeah, it's there's a I have a whole lot of mixed messages in my cards, but Nine of Diamonds, I think, for the King of Diamonds, but I don't have the in front of me. But anyway, the question that I have for you is really kind of unusual, and it you might be able to use it as a teaching moment to the listening audience, but. I've been doing weekly spreads for a long time, and I chart them. And more often than not, they play out pretty accurately, especially lately. This year, I've been kind of like the previous caller. I've kind of been undergoing a really strong transformation. I'm starting my own business and that sort of thing. And but I had a really interesting situation come up here in the past month in my weekly spread. A month ago, for 2 weeks in a row, the same long-range card, which is my birth card, Seven of Hearts. And then the past 2 weeks in my my Pluto card, I've had the King of Hearts, and I've had the birth card. In the first week, I had the birth card of a lady that I've been interested in for some time, and then this week, I had her planetary ruling card. So I think that's all about. I mean, I have my own ideas, but I'm just kind of interested in your feedback.
Well, you're talking about the weekly reading that you do by hand or the calculated one?
Correct, yes.
It wasn't a yes or no question. It was actually a this or that question. So which one is it?
Well, basically...
Is it a hand-drawn weekly reading or is it the calculated weekly reading? Okay, the hand-drawn.
No, hand-done.
Okay. So... My suggestion for those readings is really just to watch them and see what happens and learn from them. That's the purpose of them, okay? Not so much for predicting. So there's a woman you're interested in. She's been showing up. So what happened? Anything?
Well, not really. It's kind of like the ball's in her court. I've made my interest there, and it's you know I haven't received any positive or negative response. So just chilling out. I mean, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't, you know?
Well, you know, her showing up in your cards could mean you just thinking about her or wanting to be with her, not necessarily her wanting to be with you or showing up for you, right?
Interesting.
I mean, I've seen people show up in people's cards who are dead, you know? Like, their father died, but their father is their long-range card this year, and all they're thinking about their father all year, even though he's passed away for a couple of years. So it can happen lots of different ways, see?
That's pretty interesting. And also, when you have the Eight of Clubs in a weekly reading in the environment card, how would you interpret that? Is Eight of Clubs in Jupiter?
Yeah, I would do like Jupiter, because it's environment is obviously a beneficial influence. So, yeah, I would definitely use the Jupiter. I get that question a lot. I failed to accommodate for that in the book because I just forgot about it, you know, that those fixed and semi-fixed cards.
Because the Jack of Hearts is in the book, and as is the King of Spades, but the Eight of Clubs, I just assumed that would be the case. But
Well, you're pretty smart.
Everything's kind of, my year has been very transformative. I'm in my Saturn period, but fortunately I've got, Eight of Hearts and the Eight of Spades and the Ace of Hearts, so I'm on cruise control and just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you have actually some very good things, actually. This is a good year for you.
Terrific.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've made your intentions known to this woman and if she hasn't responded, then, you know, it could be because she's not interested, or it could just be because there's some circumstance in her life that's preventing her from moving forward, you know.
Right.
So you've asked her out on a date or something and she hasn't.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's the best we can do as guys, you know. I like this nature show. It's really
you got to ask the question, otherwise you don't get an answer.
That's right. And I remember this show they had called Planet Earth. Did you ever watch that? It was on TV last year, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver's narrating it, and it shows these birds, you know, and these birds of paradise, which are amazing birds, and the males.
Right.
The males are truly, they look like, when they're doing their mating dance, they actually look like spaceships. They are so out there in their colors. And the females just sit there and they're so disinterested.
Yeah, they act like they could care less and these guys are putting on a show, yeah.
They're putting on the show of their life. It's like unbelievable what they're doing. And the female is just like poking around like, I don't even see this guy, you know.
So it's like, in a way,
it's like that in real life, too, for humans, because females are the ones that choose the partner in relationship. So we put our best foot forward, and if they go for it, they go for it, and if they don't, they don't. You know, it's pretty much how it is. So,
yeah,
but there's,
so
anyway, there's always
like
somebody
said,
else out
I,
there. There's
I,
always
I,
somebody.
I think that it's possible that, you know, down the road, maybe I could be her King of Hearts, but we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, it could be.
Gonna...
And what's her card again?
She's a Three of Spades.
Three of Spades. And what's her ruling card? What's her birthday?
A Seven Spades.
She's a Three. Oh, she's a Pisces Three of Spades. Oh, well, yeah, it's possible. Three of Spades usually have a whole list of love of men in their life.
We have a real high idea of attraction for one another. So, but we'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, good luck. Great having you on the show, Tim.
Hey, good to talk to you, Robert. Have a good, safe move.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you saying that.
Take care.
Okay, we have time for one more caller, and this woman is from Hawaii. Her name is Gina. And she's a Pisces, March the 2nd, 1967. Are you there, Gina?
Hi, Robert. This is Gina. How are you?
Welcome
good
to the show.
Thank you. Linda Cordage actually gave me your books many years ago, the Jay Cordage's wife. Is this Trump's wife?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Jay, the juice man.
Yeah. So I've been interested in these books for quite some time. Then they got misplaced. I haven't really been too in touch with, you know, the destiny cards and that, but I'm pretty aware of the love cards. And Just wondering what you could tell me about my life thread and maybe.
Well, what questions are you looking at right now at this juncture in your life? What's going on that you want more information about?
Well, I'm not really too sure what to do about in business. I know it should maybe be health and healing, but I'm not really sure what actually to do. And but I mean, I was just wondering what the cards were, and I'm actually just picked up with that.
Well, I mean, you can find out what the cards are, but everything. If you were listening to the beginning of the show, I mentioned how the cards are always taken in context of the person. See.
Mm-hmm.
You have a five of clubs long range, which means you're feeling dissatisfied with what you've had in the past. You know?
Uh-huh.
And you have a six of clubs result with a two of diamonds Pluto. And this tells me that you want something in your life that has greater meaning, work-wise.
Right.
And the secret to that is through the right business connections. It's about finding the right people to not necessarily work with, though you might work with them, but to be financially connected. I'll give you an example. I have a guy who's going to drive. I have my own customer base, but there's another guy who's got over 2 million people in his customer base, and he's going to drive them all to my new website and see if they're interested. And if they buy anything, he'll get a percentage. That's a two of diamonds, see?
Okay.
It's not necessarily that we're actually working together, but we're financially connected. So there's people that you need to connect with financially in order to reach this six of clubs, which means doing your real mission in life.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's about the six of clubs is always about doing something that has more of a deeper meaning. And in this particular case, the six of clubs is referring to bringing knowledge to people that can really make a difference in their life.
I have a six of clubs sitting right here with me right now, my boyfriend.
He's a six of clubs?
Yeah, he's sitting right here with me. His name's Nate.
Oh, well, you guys are probably going to end up being together in a bigger way by the end of this year.
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been together with
hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah. Well, I was with the seven of diamonds for many years. I feel a little bit, I don't know, like it was very karmic, like you say in the rough cards, the seven of diamonds, and with my other card is nine apart.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. So yeah. You're saying that the special connection or karma card, and I found it really hard to get away from him, like just to break away from him. You know, he was into some things that I had to get away from, but it was just a really hard to get away, and it's still kind of.
Well, every relationship in life is really about learning about ourselves on some level.
Yeah.
So if it's hard to get away from, it's because it's something about us that is showing us or that we need to look at, you know.
Okay.
So every relationship is good, ultimately,
mm-hmm.
even though they might be painful, even though somebody might break our heart or something. We learn so much, and we become wiser, and we're able to make better choices later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go now because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Thanks for being my guest, Gina. It's great talking to you. Have a good night.
It's great talking with you. And I'd love to learn about the cards more someday. So.
Yeah, get the Love Cards book. It'll teach you everything about yourself and your partner. You'll learn so much.
Okay, great.
All right. Take care, Gina.
Take care, sir.
All right, good night. Well, that concludes our show tonight. I hope you enjoyed listening and hope you learned something and or got something of value. That's what I'm all about. A Queen of Diamonds wanting to share the value. This is Robert Lee Camp. I'll be gone to Asheville for the next 3 days. I'll be in Asheville. Then I'll be back here on the weekend. I'm back for a show next Monday night. Hope to hear you and see you then. Have a great week. Good night. Thank you.
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodaya.
Deyo Yo Na Prachodaya.